We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. Again, a big thank you to Rod Laver coming by. Lives in the area, family in the area now, and throwing out the first pitch. I want to see him go tennis racket. That's my own personal choice with that thing. Mike Grace is here. Corey Brock, MLB.com. That's a tough act to follow. No offense.
He's a four-time Wimbledon champ. I'm not even sure I've watched that four times. He's a left-hander, though.
Yes, he is.
Much like myself, and I'm excited to see him throw out the first pitch. But, like, you know, I guess I didn't really realize. I mean, I knew who he was, and I knew he lived here and his legacy and all that. Then I was kind of reading about him online as I was waiting to go on here. I was like, holy smokes.
I mean, Mount Rushmore.
This is the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For a period of time there in the 60s and early 70s. And, man, that's cool.
Really cool. Really cool. So that was nice to visit with him. We're placing you on the Cholula hot seat. I know you have no problem with that because you can handle anything. The big news, obviously, Travis Jankowski is up. Will Venable is gone. And maybe the main thing with this trade, which I don't know that everybody realized right off the bat, was this wasn't necessarily only about the 21-year-old catcher acquired in the Will Venable deal. There is a player to be named later who, as A.J. Preller put it last night, is going to be the key piece of this deal.
Yeah, that's sort of the important component to this. And, you know, this will all kind of shake out here in the near future, I think. And first of all, the trade, a very interesting one in that Will Venable was the longest tenured Padre here, had been here since his major league debut in 08, and a good Padre, and and served a lot of roles here. And I was thinking a little bit, and Gracie, I know you got a lot of history here, thinking about all the catches that he's made. Mm-hmm. And I think about that one in San Francisco in 2013.
Yeah, the over the head.
Yeah, kind of the Willie Mays thing. And then, of course, the Mike Trout. Jesse, we were talking about that last night. And a very good guy in the community, too. And I don't think we should lose sight of that. This guy did a ton of work in the community with the Monarch School, very notable and admirable stuff, and stuff that he loved doing, and no one had to force this upon him. And just a very good guy. You know, he'd ask me about my wife and my kids. He knew their names, and it was always genuine with Will, and I think that's what I'll miss most about him. But, it's kind of a new era. You know, what's funny, I was talking with the scout who signed Travis Jankowski today, Jim Bretz. He's still with the team. He's from the Northeast, and he actually signed Will Venable, too, when Will was coming out of Princeton. So it's kind of like, kind of two ships passing in the night a little bit.
Yeah, very interesting.
It's interesting with Will. I mean, he was a team MVP. Then he has to take a step back after a rough year last year, but always handled it all with great, class and a real team guy. I mean, like you said, he was always really easy to get along with, a real good guy, cared about people, and it was fun to be around him.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. I remember a conversation we had early in spring training, and this is at the point where the Padres have completely overhauled their outfield. You have Will Myers, you have Justin Upton and Matt Kemp, and it became apparent that Will Venable was going to take a reserve role, and he was like, hey, this isn't about me. This is about the greater good of the team. I'll get my at-bats here, and I'll contribute where I can. And this wasn't just sort of empty talk. This is a guy that really was about the greater good more than he was about his own accomplishments and achievements. And, I know some fans sort of maybe want to paint a lot of these guys as faceless robots who are here to, collect a paycheck or whatever. But, that's not the case, and it's certainly not the case with Will Venable. This is a genuine human being that cared a lot about his teammates, cared a lot about winning and giving his best. His wife Catherine, a wonderful lady. They just gave birth to their first child, a daughter. It's funny, we're going to see them here in a few weeks when
right.
The Rangers come here. It's funny scheduling quirk. I know I'm kind of going on and on here, and we should talk about Jankowski, but I feel like you make these deals, and these guys you send out, some of them have a little bit more legacy than others, and I think it's worth talking about, and it's certainly worth remembering.
Absolutely. Will Venable, great guy, and a very solid player for the Padres for quite some time. I'll throw out some of the hot questions that I'm sure you're seeing on Twitter, we're seeing on Twitter, not to say you have a definite answer for all of them, but Jankowski, what do we expect playing time-wise, I guess, moving forward? Once he actually gets here, I believe he's on his way now.
Yeah, I think he had a morning flight. I think he'll be on the lineup card. He won't be in the starting lineup, but I think he'll be available today. Yeah, I think you're going to see him a lot in center field. Maybe a sort of a platoon situation with Melvin Upton Jr., who, of course, had the big night last night. But, You know, Travis Jankowski certainly being a left-handed hitter, I would expect he's going to be in the lineup more often than not, just because you're going to face more right-handers than you would left-handers anyway. This is a guy that has plus speed, plus defense, really sets up well for playing in a ballpark like this and these National League West parks. This is sort of a de facto audition for 2016, and sort of see how he could handle a major league pitching. And I think this is a guy they're very excited about. He had a breakout year this year at two minor league stops. I think this is a kind of a late bloomer, and his best baseball is still ahead of him, and they're very excited about him.
All right, I'll just throw out some of the numbers for everybody. He's 24 years old. His first appearance will be his major league debut. This season, 73 games at AA, 24 games at AAA. Combined, he hit .335 with 17 doubles, 7 triples, a homer, 25 RBIs, and 35 stolen bases. In the 24 games with AAA El Paso, .392. The batting average, he stole a ton of bases at Lake Elsinore a couple of years ago, over 70. Kind of drops in as a prototypical leadoff guy, maybe, which is something that we've said all season the Padres don't really have on their roster.
Yeah, and it's it bears watching, you know, just how he's going to handle major league pitching. I think we're in an era now, Jesse, where the disparity between the big leagues and AAA has never been greater, whether that's diluted pitching at that level. I don't know what it is, a lot of ballpark factors, whatever. But, you know, it's hard to sort of translate minor league numbers and just say, okay, well, he's going to hit X up here. You know, he's still got to prove it up here. But I think they feel like the skill set can potentially play well here. And especially, you know, you want to be strong up the middle. And the Padres have been looking for a guy at the top that can maybe handle that spot moving forward. And at least on paper and what he's done in this season, it looks like that he could potentially do that.
One of the real challenges, it seems like, is translating those minor league numbers, because the splits between AA and AAA are so great, you know, on the negative side for hitters in AA and positive side there, and then the reverse for pitchers. But he did have great success at AA this year, which is a good sign, because that's a tough hitters league.
Yeah, the Texas League is traditionally kind of a pitchers league. You get in the Pacific Coast League, and you see a lot of high averages, and, you know, certainly ballparks at high elevation, hard infields, a lot of factors kind of weigh into that a little bit. But ultimately, you know, scouts will tell you, you know, if you could hit, you could hit. And, you know, the real good ones tend to rise to the top. The other ones kind of weed themselves out a little bit. So he's going to get a chance. I mean, this will not be a situation where he's going to come up and sit and watch and learn. A.J. Preller said last night, that's not the case. He's coming up here to play.
All right. Corey Brock is here on the Cholula Hot Seat. Of course, he is on Twitter, at Follow the Padres. Travis Jankowski on his way here. Maybe has arrived in the clubhouse. We don't know. We don't have a camera in the clubhouse, but he is on his way to make his Major League debut when he first appears in a game. And the reason there's a roster spot available to him is Will Venable traded to the Texas Rangers. This player to be named later, we mentioned earlier. Do we have a sense of who it might be? I mean, I know that could be a little bit of throwing darts at a dartboard, but obviously there's a list that exists between John Daniels and A.J. Preller, the two general managers, and A.J. Will make a selection off that list. Do you have a sense of what it might be position-wise, if not necessarily an actual guy or two?
Man, I sort of think it's going to be a position player, and yeah, the Padres have a list that they could choose from, and they could. There's a period of time they have that we're not privy to, where they could further scout and watch these guys. And there's another caveat too, Jesse, that the it may be a case where it's a player who has to pass through waivers.
Right.
And, you know, yesterday when the this deal was made, the Rangers DFA'd outfielder Michael Choice, who's a nice player. And so, you know, I think he'd have to go through waivers. So he could be a potential fit. I'm just throwing names out there. So this is a potential. So it's not just necessarily the names on the sheet. It could be someone that still has to go through waivers.
Right. And if that's the case, just to make sure I got this right, and so everybody understands, if he clears through waivers, obviously the trade can be completed. That's easy enough. If he doesn't clear through waivers, maybe they would just wait until the off season to do the deal. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And therefore, it'd give them more time to scout the names on that list, especially with the minor league season now running through the first week of September. It'd give you a little bit more time to evaluate and ultimately decide what you want.
Do we have any idea of what type of offseason to expect? I mean, do we know if this is a team they feel like they've got a good core and want to move forward with? I mean, you've got some guys that you're going to have on this team because of their contract situation, but, I mean, I think at this point we know when it comes to A.J. Preller, he's probably going to do what you don't expect. But, I mean, where is this team going to go in the offseason, do you think?
That's a great question. I've sort of come to expect the unexpected with A.J. And, I think that's not a bad thing. It's just that, they have their plans of what they want to do and try and, fill some spots. You know, I still think that, you're trying to figure out shortstop. I think that's a spot that they're going to have to decide what they want to do there. You know, we've seen Jed Jerko the other day. I imagine we'll see him play there a little bit more as they want to look at Corey Spangenberg at second base, and Solarte has been very good at third. So maybe a way to get those three guys in the lineup together. It's hard to say. Yeah, payroll is going to affect this. It just isn't a bottomless pit where you just kind of keep buying pieces. And free agency certainly is kind of a slippery slope in some regards. So it'll be. I'm really curious, just as I was curious last year. And if you remember, like it took a while for AJ to make that first move. He came on in August, and I don't think that really got the first notable deals going until December. So I really don't know what to expect anymore.
Yeah. When we thought Clint Barmas was the big move of the offseason.
Yeah, it wasn't even – it was after the winter meetings. That's the crazy thing.
Right.
I mean, we talked about a Kemp trade during the winter meetings, but it wasn't actually done until afterwards. And then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, in the offseason. And all the fun really began for him. One last thing. You mentioned Jerko at shortstop. We saw it one game. It looked good. But what do you make of the experiment overall?
I think they'll continue to look at it, and I don't think they're going to run him out there days on end. I think that they still have to find a way to keep Alexi Amarista fresh, Clint Barmas a little bit. But I think we'll see it a little bit more, and I think they still want to see Jed Jerko's bat in the lineup. I know he's playing second today, so again, I don't know the rhyme or reason for it. A lot of times matchups come into play with this, and. With not just Jed, but the other guys in the lineup. So, yeah, I think we're going to see it maybe a couple times a week. Nothing's been kind of put in, etched in stone yet as far as how they're going to use him. But I think they'll continue to look at it and see if his range can truly play there.
Great insight, as always. Corey Brock on Twitter. I'm sure you're following him, but just in case, at Follow the Padres. Thank you, as always. Very nice. Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Corey Brock, MLB.com on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll take a break, come back, get to your Twitter questions. Join us. Use the hashtag PadresSH. Got that and more when we return on Padres Social Hour.